This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour on December the 6th, it's Tuesday on the Good Day program. It's not just Tuesday on the Good Day program, it's probably Tuesday everywhere that people are listening to the Good Day program. Lots of questions, lots of, how do you feel and what do you feel at the beginning of every day? Do you think that this is going to be a very special day? You think that people are going that you work with or around are going to hang on your every word? Are they very excited to be working with you or for you? That's one of the nicest ways you can start. Nice if people feel good about being around you. Mm-hmm. That's what I love to be around people that are that feel good. Don't you love to be around people that feel good?
I love the
people who they fill your cup. The rays of sunshine where you just feel better in general. You feel better about yourself. You feel happier. You feel at ease. Those are just the best people to be around. And then on the flip side, the people who they immediately walk into a room and you're like, why am I so exhausted already?
Yeah, they suck all the oxygen out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of what we were saying about Madonna lately. She's been not, she's kind of gone off that end. That it almost feels like she's hopeless because she's aging, and she doesn't like to age, so she keeps having all the surgeries done, and it just doesn't set well with her at all. Frank doesn't look good on her. I went to see the Johnny Cash movie last night. I was interested. There's a profile of him that has been produced by some religious folks, religiosity, in fact. And other than the fact that it was really too heavy-handed, the Christian side of it and the Jesus side of it, I know that's where Johnny Cash went after he got out of his drug problem. He went, became a very good friend of Billy Graham's, excuse me, and it changed his life. His wife was very much a Christian, however you define that. In my wheelhouse, I was a Christian, but I grew up as a Protestant. Catholics were Christian, still are. Episcopalians, the various sects, S-E-C-T-S, of the Protestant religion, were all Christians. They considered Christians because they followed Christ, and that's where they came from, which is so, at this time of year, you think about how, and I don't mean this to sound like a wise guy, but it's silly. He was never a Christian. He was a Jew. And if he came back to earth right now, those people who say, Jesus will come back someday. Yeah, and the first place he'll go is the nearest synagogue, because he's a Jew.
The king of the
and, mm-hmm. Yeah, and the fact there's so much anti-Semitism from Christians, it just really makes me wonder how people think, or if they even think. And so that floats through my mind all the time during the Christmas season. But to go back to the Johnny Cash movie for a minute, if you get a chance to see it, it's worth the time. I've always been a Johnny Cash fan. I remember as a disc jockey in the 60s and 70s playing his music. There was nothing that came out of his mouth. That drum, that strange, wonderful drum beat that is part of it. It wasn't the drum, it was his guitar. Mm-hmm. But the way they were able to create that sound and his voice being what it was.
Oh, and that drawl that was in.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. The last pictures I saw of him were with his wife, who passed away a couple of years before. June Carter Cash died a couple of years before he did. And after she died, he just fell apart. The pictures at the end of that movie last night of him sitting in a wheelchair, gray hair, balding and stuff, just don't look anything. I mean, you can tell by looking at his lips and his eyes that it's him. But the way the drugs that he took for so long and the smoking that he did for so long took its toll later in life. Not unlike, and I'm not suggesting Kirstie Alley was on drugs, but she was a chain smoker. And I think whatever was going on with her in the last month or two of her life, that the cancer that crept up on her, just bingo. It's sometimes it's so hideous and it does such numbers on you, I guess it brings us around to thinking, why would anybody do those things to their body? Why would anyone do what Johnny Cash did to his body for all those years, 12, 13, 14 years of being drunk and on pills
and drugs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. You know, it really gets at you. But the point I'm making is that that movie, if you get a chance to see it, if you're a Johnny Cash fan, is well worth even going listening to the spins about, you know, God, Christ, and
what's
Christianity.
I'm going to go watch this.
It's just called Johnny Cash. It's J.R. Cash.
Johnny Cash. Easy to remember.
Yeah, it's based on a book written by, I think, a minister who had been close to him. But he was very close to Billy Graham. And that's kind of that was a nice part of the story, actually. They used to go on vacations together, and Johnny would show up at all of his. But Billy Graham used to do lots of, around the world, lots of big stadium services, if you will. I liked Billy Graham. I like that message is an important message. Whoever delivers it is an important messenger. The whole business about how the world would be so much better if we could just get along and people and their nature and stuff like that. So anyway, I thought I would pass that along because it's nice. Frankly, the other side of what's nice, the holiday season, here we are, the definition now, Christmas parties are beginning, right? I know a Christmas party I was invited to this weekend, and there are a bunch of them around between now and just before Thanksgiving, just before Christmas. You'll have your family around, hopefully you'll have your food. But I did ask the question earlier, to which I got an interesting response. I said, what's going to happen to the million or so seniors who are all alone? No one, no friends, no relatives, they're just all alone. What do you do to help those folks out? Do you know anybody like that in your circle? You know, a place where people like that live. And will you, the most rewarding thing you can do, I found, I used to do this all the time on Thanksgiving, wherever I was on the air, I'd go to the soup kitchen after I was on the air. And I was nameless, didn't put a name tag on, nobody knew who I was. I didn't do it for me, I did it for them. Why would you do it for you? Why, it's, you know, it's not, well, maybe it is good for you in a manner of speaking, but more to help those people who can't help themselves or who are all, oh my God, what a horrible time of year to be by yourself. Unga bunga.
Well, it seems that there are so many community events, churches.
Yep.
If you know your neighbors or anything, or reach out to your neighbors, because I think a lot of times people are so focused on what they are doing themselves that they don't realize how many people they know spend the time alone, that will be alone.
Yeah, I don't know anybody in my circle, frankly. I'm aware of it because we talk about it on the air. All these people and what they are eating. I was looking at a recipe, or not recipes, I was looking at menus, latkes for Hanukkah, the Italian feast of seven fishes that a lot of people have on Christmas Eve, or the black-eyed peas that become the tradition down south for the New Year. Ever had black-eyed peas?
Oh, they're delicious. Huh?
Yeah.
John, so good. And they're good luck.
Yeah, right. They are. So anyway, I just am thinking of what's evolving about what we... things haven't changed much for Thanksgiving, but things are evolving when it comes to what you cook or what you eat on Christmas, I think. I've seen a lot of changes. A lot more fish now for Christmas than used to be the case. I don't know why, but I just, and that sort of speaks to what I've said before about saying happy holidays, because there's so many different ways. It's not just Christmas. Lots of other stuff is going on at this time of year. Okay, let's think about texting, shall we? Jay, this is your bailiwick. I'm just going to throw something at you because today is the 30th anniversary of the first message ever being sent by text.
What
so it's only been
it?
30 years ago. This is something, this was a communication in England at Vodafone. An engineer, Neil Papworth, sent a message to his boss, and it was about a holiday party, and the message text was, Merry Christmas, yes, and he transmitted it through a PC because telephones at the time didn't have keyboards, and so that was the first message. Christmas.
Very interesting.
It was 160 characters long. The text was, as I said, sent to another computer from a mobile phone. I believe that was what it had. But, you know, now look at what we have. We have photos. We have videos. We have emoji. We have links. We have all this stuff. And it's only 30 years. 30 years. Last year in the United States alone, 2 trillion messages were sent via text. 2 trillion. Hunger. Wow, huh? The Oxford Word of the Year. Last week we were talking about Merriam-Webster and its Word of the Year. Do we even remember what we said about that last week? What was the word that Merriam-Webster? I don't remember it. That's why I'm asking.
I know. I'm completely blanking, too.
Right.
We're going to have to ask Google why is it not even in our minds. And it was something kind of like, oh, yeah, that makes sense, I feel like.
Yeah. Well, in the case of the Oxford English Dictionary, they've come out today with their Word of the Year. It's goblin mode. What the hell? What does that mean?
Oh, Merriam-Webster was gaslighting. That's
gaslighting. Okay.
Gaslighting. So this one is goblin mode.
Yeah. What does that mean?
It's like when you just want to hang out at the house and eat whatever you feel like eating and not do anything you don't want to do, and you basically just become a goblin, and you're okay with it.
All right. 93% of 300,000 votes voted for that. I've never even used that. I've never seen it before. If I have, I haven't heard it, or I haven't paid any attention to it. So that shows you maybe how odd. It's a slang term, says the Oxford English Dictionary, as a type of behavior which is unapologetically self-indulgent, lazy, slovenly, or greedy. That's what it says.
And so that much fun.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take your word for that. 18 after on Good Day.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online. Ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites. Fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender. Cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose distress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
This week at Staples, save 40% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 40% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 40% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 40% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online, ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Continuing to put the pieces of the day together. It's 23 after the hour. Celebrity news, social media, that good stuff that Jay loves to dig into. What's trending is Neil Diamond appearing at the opening of a Broadway show about him. We'll talk about how the crowd reacted. It's probably, doesn't take a lot of heavy lifting to figure out how well the crowd reacted, but we'll dig into the nuance of the beautiful noises being made there after this. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow has given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. Made in America, the weave gives them a fabulous finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? Available in lots of different colors and sizes. It's all machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, for people listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program, you get a special bed sheet sale. Giza Sheets, $29.99. That's 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Sleep better with MyPillow.com by using the DS code, MyPillow.com, for the Giza Sheets special. Most notably, a Neil Diamond, he owns this song, Lock, Stock, and Barrel.
They sing it. People what they want. When
oh, yeah. And his voice sounds pretty much the same. He's 81, but he looks a little gray, as you might imagine. But he also sang, the song is called, the Broadway show is called The Beautiful Noise, I believe. And then because it's played at the Red Sox games all the time. You know, Sweet Caroline is always sung at a Red Sox game in Boston. This was the first Broadway performance. He comes from Brooklyn, so it was natural that it should be at the Broadhurst Theater there. He and his wife were together, and it was just a big sing-along.
It was the curtain call. He came out and surprised the audience by singing this. And
yeah.
If you've ever seen him actually perform in one of his concerts, he's retired since 2018 due to Parkinson's diagnosis. But
yeah,
if you've ever seen
Parkinson's,
it, he sings the song, the song ends, he sings it again, and then he comes back and does it again for an encore.
Yeah. He did, part of the hit routine in the musical, Cherry Cherry, Kentucky Woman, Cracklin' Rosie, Song Song Blue, You Don't Bring Me Flowers, Coming to America. He certainly belongs in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, sold 130 million records. He's one of the best-selling musicians of all time.
Uh-huh.
I was talking about being at Fenway Park. He did show up once during a game this past year and sang it. It's always the seventh-inning stretch song that gets played. Anyway, it's just kind of neat. It's one of those things. There are a lot of celebrities who were at the show, frankly. Clive Davis, Alan Cumming, Donna Murphy, Bernadette Peters, Frankie Valli. Now, there's talk about a guy who's had his face done about 13 times, but he still's out there. He's the same age, I think maybe a year older than Neil Diamond. He's still on tour. He still has performances pretty much every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at some place around the country. Good God, these guys keep singing. That's good. It's very refreshing. It's neat to hear, frankly. All right, congrats to the Neil Diamond show and how well it was received as it got started. It's 28 after here on Good Day.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Gentlemen, this Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. Soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas. You get them at Pajamagram. Sensuous, smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her own skin. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and the touch of these pajamas is really seductive. Leave nothing to the imagination. Naturally nude pajamas. The feeling is wonderful. Right next to the skin, feels like wearing nothing at all. Order today and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie. $75 saving on this best-selling holiday gift. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping, and that's free. In a year filled with unexpected items, get her something she can count on. Here's what you do. Go right now to Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Order naturally nude pajamas and tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The federal government has delayed its enforcement of Real ID by 2 years, giving Americans more time to get ID cards that comply with the security requirements. DHS announced the full enforcement date will be pushed from May of 2023 to May of 2025. It's Election Day, again, in Georgia, as the final Senate seat will be determined between Republican Herschel Walker and Democrat incumbent Raphael Warnock. Two-time Emmy-winning actress of the classic sitcom Cheers and the comedy Veronica's Closet, Kirstie Alley, has died. She was 71. Her passing was announced Monday night by her children.
We just ran off to the Justice of the Peace before we could change our minds. We're a little bit crazy, aren't we?
aren't we?
Yeah, she's a whole lot crazy, and I'm not at all. That averages out to just a little.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I don't know this song.
It's
What's this?
Musgrave. Isn't that a bop?
Really? Oh. So you picked this one out?
I approved it.
Huh? That's all right. Sanitized and approved. Jay Kirshner, the seal of approval from Jay Kirshner on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 34 minutes after the hour, December the 6th. The good news is there's another hero for transforming lives on city streets where he once sold drugs. The award goes to Tyreek Glasgow, who is now at a community center in South Philadelphia. He walked in there. You'd see a man devoting his hours every day to supporting the children in his neighborhood. What you wouldn't see is how long it took him to get there. He was a drug dealer, a drug user, a criminal. He'd been in prison, been shot 11 times. Woo!
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a block does he live on, or did he live on?
Well, this is a great story of how people can overcome, and not every saint, or not, what was it, not every sinner
is a saint.
I forget the saint.
Yeah, something close to that.
But it's just the people, doesn't matter who you are or what you do, things can always change.
Yep. So he's the hero of the children. He says, give me a purpose. It sort of reminds me of what, it's a little more severe than what Johnny Cash went through with his drugs and the addictions that he had. But the same sort of thing. You can come out on the other side. You're not sentenced to a life. It just depends often on who your support systems are, if you have them, what your approach is as you mature. To things, there are a lot of these stories that are sort of told with some of the television shows that, you know, the police shows that are all about drug dealing and things like that. They're pretty much the same show
and
all the time.
They make it look a little bit glamorous, but think about this too. Whenever an adult is trying to help somebody younger, and a lot of times there's that mentality of, you don't know what I'm dealing with, or you don't know what it's like.
Yeah.
And Tyreek can come out and be like, he does. He was there. He was the troubled youth, and then some. He completely knows
how he survived, even.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. His approach to the activities there, he's engaged police officers who were chasing him around when he was a kid. They come over to help connect with the people and the youngsters and stuff, and there's a lot of, has helped adults as well, not just children, but adults with addiction. Mm-hmm. And assistance in paying your mortgage or your rent, that sort of thing. It helps reduce poverty, stress, trauma. When your quality of life is up, the crime goes down. I think that's pretty true. Good for him. Tyreek Glasgow. Mm-hmm. That's his story. Now the story of, I guess, one of the person, I don't know, there's some people in the news today. Tom Brady. Apparently the Bucks rallied for a last-second win. Right? They were down by 13 points. I only pay attention to it because Tom Brady is a Boston guy, and so whenever his name comes up, I just kind of am attracted. I glom, and it's like it's magnetic. So,
well, what's the other,
and I want to see him win, frankly.
His entire career until he went to Tampa Bay?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep. So there's that story. Courtney Cox has been photobombing her Friends fans, posing on the couch from the show, that orange couch. So how did she get there? What does she...
Courtney Cox. She can show up whenever she wants.
I suppose. She goes into the Warner Brothers studio, where they did, and they still have some of the iconic, the stuff, the furniture and the sets from Friends. So apparently people have been noticing that whatever is for a lot of the stuff that doesn't have to do with the Halloween Scream movie she's in, she has, you know, been seen, if you will, in other pictures. People, I guess that's what a photobomb is, right? You just take a picture and you put it in another picture? Is that how that works?
No, it's when someone's taking a picture, whether it's a selfie or people are taking a picture of you, and you kind of, you get in the back of the background of the picture and you kind of pose with them, and they don't realize until they see the photo.
I got it. Okay. Why is Jonah Hill changing his name? He's filed a petition to legally, the actor Jonah Hill, changing his name.
We see a lot of times with celebrities anymore, where Hill is his middle name, Feldstein is his last name, and he's just, because he's been Jonah Hill with everything career-wise, he just, I guess, he wants to streamline.
Yeah. Remember when we talked about Aaron Paul a couple of weeks ago? His name is Aaron Paul Sturdivant, but everybody changed their name. Yeah,
the whole family was changing the name.
Interesting that they do all of that. Adam Sandler is joking around. He's an important part of the Hanukkah celebration. Remember that? We'll play that when we get close to Hanukkah. And I don't know, when is Hanukkah this year? It comes around, it's always around Christmas.
I want to say the 23rd. I'm going to have to double check that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking around to sort of back up what I was saying about saying happy holidays, because there are so many different holidays, some of them religious, most of them religiously themed. We've got all of the lights and all the displays and all the things that are the trees, that kind of stuff, people decorating the roofs, and that's cool. Bing Crosby and all the others singing Christmas songs.
It starts on the 18th.
Okay. So, St. Nicholas Day honors the historical figure who inspired Santa Claus. December 5th or 6th, I think it's today, depending on where you are. So that's the first, this is kind of the first day of Christmas, if you will. The dates for Hanukkah, as you've just suggested, Sunday, December 18th to the 26th. Then there's Three Kings Day, there's Winter Solstice Day, there's Kwanzaa, there's all kinds of stuff. So that's kind of what you keep in mind as you're thinking about what I'm saying here. Happy and Merry Christmas. Yep, happy holidays. Okay. Big doings in Indonesia. Mount Semeru has erupted. It was a year ago to the day the volcano erupted, killing 51 people. So now it's doing it again. And I was just trying to find out what the status of the volcano on the Hawaiian Islands was. The columns of ash up 5,000-6,000 feet into the sky. Woof. How'd you like to be greeted like that if you're flying into either one of those places?
Yeah.
2,400 people have been evacuated over in Indonesia. So that's, and they're, you know, the places, the way they're built over there, aye, man, it's not like what we have in more civilized countries. Everything, a good huff and puff, and all those things fall apart. So
and like you asked about Mauna Loa, the lava is creeping closer and closer to a major highway.
Yeah. Yeah, still is blowing up. 276 million people in Indonesia. So it's there's a lot more. There was a 5.6 earthquake there earlier this month. So the earthquakes usually come before the eruption of the volcano. So that's that story. Uri Geller will join us from his home in Israel with some inspiration for sure after this.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details. This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online, ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
All right, 45 after the hour. Got a few minutes with Uri Geller from Israel. We were just talking. I'm going to his birthday party celebration of his 76th birthday in Israel a week from Saturday. It seems like amazing that we're already that close to it. And I was just saying that Uri is big on synchronicity. The last time I saw you was the last time I was in Israel, and you were at the airport. We hadn't planned on meeting at the airport. You were there picking up your son. Remember that? You just walked in, and there I was. It was kind of bizarre, actually.
Unbelievable. And not only bizarre, but the whole thing about time, how time flexes, how flexible time is. I mean, most of your listeners will agree with me that they wake up on Monday and it's suddenly Friday, it's suddenly Saturday.
Yep.
And you look back at your life, all the 50, 60, 70, 80 years, 90 years you live, if at all I'll get to 80, I don't know. And time goes so quickly, it's unbelievable. And you say to yourself, my goodness, what happened? What happened to all those years, tens and tens of years that I lived? Suddenly they're gone. So you lose your youth very quickly. Suddenly you're middle age, you're 40, you're 50, suddenly you're 60. I mean, it's probably quantum mechanics and quantum entanglement. The question is there time? Does really time flex? Can you bend time? Can you travel through time? Because some people are claiming that they are time travelers, that they can travel back into time or into the future. Some people bring incredible information from the future. Some is devastating. Some come back with photographs of devastation and nuclear bombs exploding. Some come back with positive information. This is unreal. What do you think about this time travel?
I was just thinking about what you were saying as it regards to the passing. There seem to be so many celebrities that are dying now. Kirstie Alley is the latest of American celebrities to pass away in the last 24 hours. For some reason, I thought you and she had a connection, but I don't remember whether you did. I kind of thought you did. Did you know her, Kirstie Alley? You ever come across her?
Yeah, of course. I met her on a few TV shows, you know, because when, for instance, I was on big shows like Jay Leno, Johnny Carson, Merv Griffin, Mike Douglas, she was very young when I met her. You know, all celebrities end up promoting or plugging something that they just came up with, whether it's a CD or whether it's a movie. It's really incredible how many celebrities would fly to promote the film all the way to Japan, because they want success, they want their books to be published, they want the books to be sold. So they do all these shows to plug whatever they have created. So on these television shows, gosh, I met Tony Curtis, I met Kirk Douglas, I met Tom Cruise, I met, you name the celebrity, and I met them on a TV show.
Right. Yeah, and then you wonder where it goes sometimes. I mean, you met me on my radio program. That's how we got together. It wasn't like we saw each other on the street, became fast friends. You were first exposed to me by being on my radio program at KABC in Los Angeles, and then I said after you were on with me for almost for 2 hours, it seems to me, getting radishes to grow in my hand and just like breaking into my head, I said, why don't you come back in a couple of hours and do my national program, and that was the start of our friendship, relationship.
Absolutely. That's how our friendship started. And tell me, Doug, I never asked you this question. In your opinion, who was the biggest, the greatest celebrity you ever interviewed, not on the phone, but someone that walked into your studio? Please tell us.
Well, I'd say you were in that league, Ed McMahon, people like that who are television folks, movie people. I've come across a lot of people, frankly, but the one that's made the most impact on me is you, frankly, because we've become such great friends. All right, talk to you soon. Uri Geller, become a citizen of his Lamb Island. Go to urigeller.com, 10 before the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
All right, so here's the theme from Cheers, obviously in recognition of the passing of Kirstie Alley. So Chuck Curry, our movie man here on Movie Moments, what do you have to say about the life and times Kirstie Alley, way too young to be passed away?
Well, it's always, I got to tell you, we've been doing this for almost 30 years. And, you know, every time a celebrity passes, it's very reflective. I mean, you know, she was a name in the industry, took over for Shelley Long on Cheers in 1987, her stint, 87 to 92. Shelley Long was extremely popular on the show. It was a big hit. And when she came on Kirstie Alley, it was sort of a seamless transition. That show reinvented itself in a quiet way and still did extremely well, both creatively and in viewership. I think I first saw her in Star Trek Wrath of Khan back in 1982. She also appeared opposite Mark Harmon in a movie called Summer School back in 1987, which has a nice cult following. A very entertaining, fun summer movie back in the day. And then she got the Look Who's Talking franchise with John Travolta, and that franchise did very well, especially the first two in that series. So, yeah, you know, 71 years old, colon cancer, always a bummer, Doug.
Yeah, it really is, under the circumstances, especially, again, hits home. Uri Geller and I were just talking about that. Yeah. With time, is it time warp? Is it, you know, does time mean anything? All that sort of stuff. But 71, in the reality of where we are now, seems pretty young.
Well,
speaking of passing,
something, because I woke up yesterday, I must have slept wrong, and my right shoulder blade hurts a lot. I don't know if I feel the same way when I was 25, but
no, maybe not.
I'm not complaining.
You're getting old.
In amazing shape. But.
So thank you for acknowledging that. Johnny Cash, the redemption of American icon, is playing around the country in theaters for this week only, and the engagement costs $6 more than a regular ticket, which I found interesting. But it's kind of like a God Squad movie. It's a combo of his life and clips from his life.
That's really cool. So what did you pay to see it? What was the ticket?
$18.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have a price point? Is there a price point where you say, I'm not paying that to see a movie?
No. If I want to see a movie, I'm going to see a movie. I don't care what it costs. Yeah. No.
According to Variety, Black Adam, the superhero movie with Dwayne Johnson, taken in 300. I'm not going to spin this negative. This is what they're reporting. It's taken in $387 million worldwide. Production costs about $195, another $100-something million in marketing. So it's going to lose, they say, between $50 and $100 million in its theatrical release, which to me shows one thing. Two, not all superhero movies are going to do $1 billion. Who heard of Black Adam before this movie? I thought he did a good job marketing it. Having said that, his range
is not his real role.
It's not his role. As big as people think. It is what it is. He has a good fan base, but it's not. His movies are not going to do $1 billion worldwide unless it's Jumanji with an ensemble or Fast and the Furious with an ensemble. Him as a standalone, this is what he does, around $400-500 million, which is solid, but the movies cost so much to produce. I'm sure it's going to recoup its money on streaming and Blu-ray, and ultimately it'll get its money back. So,
the producer of Pirates says there's the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. A new movie is in the works. Jerry Bruckheimer is the one behind it, and he says, I'm all for it. This guy's 79 years old. He's still
Here's the thing. Listen, Pirates of the Caribbean 1 was really good.
Yeah.
The others were just bloated. I like Johnny Depp a lot in that role, but you know, you've done 4 or 5 of them. Do you really need to keep doing them? I know they're a theme park ride, and I think you have to get him back to some extent if you're going to do it. But, you know, they talked about Margot Robbie doing a female-oriented version where she's the lead. That didn't materialize. So there's a lot of money in the theme park, so I guess eventually they'll do another one.
Margot Robbie is around. She's very popular. She needs a hamburger, though. No question about that.
She doesn't pull him in at the box office either, but I think she's...
But she's okay. She's likable.
She's very good.
To be sure. I mean, you look at all the people. I was just looking at all the movies that are playing now around, and many of them have faces that you recognize, but like this Violent Night movie. I never saw this guy before. I never heard of him before.
No, Stranger Things. He was in the reboot of Hellboy, didn't do well, and he was in... Black Widow with Scarlett Johansson. He's really good. I like him a lot, actually.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good to know, Chucker. I want to like whoever it is that you like. Here we are at the end of our time already. 59 after the hour on the Good Day program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.